Yudei Torah Marsha Ishu Chag Pesach Tavshin Pei Dalad Rav Yeshua Katz.
Good morning, Agud Zimmer. The day after Pesach is a perfect day to talk about Chomets after Pesach. So Chomets after Pesach is a big subject. I will not be talking about the Mechira, the Halachos of the Mechira. The Rabbonim do that. Selling the chometz and buying the chometz back from the goy. I want to discuss a couple of halachos which is negiah to every single person, could be negiah to every single person, if he finds out that he himself was over on chometz on Pesach, and he finds chometz in his house after Pesach. What do you do with this chometz if it's mutter or asa? Can you rely that you're mevatlit by kol chamira v'chamira? Don't you rely on that? And also a couple of halachas of things which happen on Pesach. If your flour became chometz on Pesach by a goy, are you over on Bal Yor, Bal Yemotze, and can you eat the chometz after Pesach? And then finally, I also want to talk about something which actually happened to me this Pesach. You get a delivery of chometz on Pesach. What do you do then? What's the halachas? So I didn't know what to do. I checked out the halachas. It's quite clear. Maybe for next year. So let's start off with a. The Yisoid Advarim. Chometz on Pesach, the Issa Chometz on Pesach is very different to all other Yisurim in the Torah, that not only you're not allowed to eat it, not only you're not allowed to be nehene from it, which this we have in other Yisurim also, Issa HaNoah, but by Pesach there's also Issa of Bal Yeroya Bal Yemotze. It's not allowed to be in your Rishus, it's not allowed to be in your possessions, Chometz. This is something unique. You don't find in any other Issa. Maybe Avodah Zorah, you're not allowed to own Avodah Zorah. Any other Issa in the Torah, even Yisurim HaNoah, you're allowed to own it. You're allowed to keep it in your rishus for however long you want. You just can't be in the hand from it. There's no chiyuv to mevar it. There's no chiyuv to burn it. Pesach is very different. Pesach, you've got the issa of chometz and seor on Pesach, issa achila, issa hanoah, and also bal yeroa bal yemotze. It's not allowed to be bechlal in your rishus. You're not allowed to keep it in your rishus. Since it's very different than all other isurim, chazal had to make a geder. People should be able to keep this Issa. Because it's very easy for a person to say, look, this Issa is only the 7 days of Pesach, or the 8 days of Pesach. Once Pesach goes by, then there's no Issa Bal Yor Bal Yemotze. Even when you are over on Bal Yor Bal Yemotze, you have Chometz after Pesach, it's Mutar Ba'achila, Midai Raisa, Mutar Ba'anoa, you're allowed to have it. So Chazal wa Choshesh, that person would say, okay, for those 7 days maybe I'll have an Issa, but at least after I'll be nehene from it. Especially when you talk about expensive things, whiskies, and which people used to deal with. In the old days, used to be the big business of people, barrels of wine and barrels of whiskey. With a chashash, people will be even bali oy bali matzah. So Chazal said, not only on Pesach is the osav ha'anoah, now chometz she'ova alav ha'Pesach is also osav ha'anoah. We'll give you a knas. So it's a fine. Because you're over on the isav bali oy bali matzah, we tell you, and not only on Pesach is Asa Ba'anoah, even after Pesach is Asa Ba'anoah. What does Chazal gain from this? It's a prevention. Nobody will be Oivam Bali Oivam Bali Motze. Because even if you leave your Chometz in your house, comes after Pesach, it's still Asa Ba'anoah. So might as well be Mevarit before Pesach. That's a Chazal gave a catch, a guard, around the Issa Bali Oivam Bali Motze, by making it also after Pesach. It makes sure that nobody will be Oivam the Issa before Pesach, on Pesach, because anyway Asa Ba'anoah after Pesach. Now, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is that Chometz she'ova alav ha'Pesach is asa, even if it was a shoygeg and even if it was an oynes. Now, what does this mean, shoygeg and oynes? Shoygeg means he didn't know about the Chometz. There's a Chometz somewhere in his cupboard he didn't know about. After Pesach, he sees Chometz there. Shoygeg. Oynes means he knew about it, but he couldn't be mevarit for every reason. Let's say he wasn't in town, he couldn't be mevarit. So even a shoygeg and even oynes is asa ba'anoah. Now there's a big difference between shoygeg and oynes. Because shoygeg, he didn't know about the chometz, so he was over on the issa of Bal Yeroah. It might have been a mistake. He didn't know about it. Yeah, it was a shoygeg, but he was over on Bal Yeroah. So it makes sense for Chazal to give him a knas. You know, next time, be more careful. Next year, you'll just say, oh, sorry, it was a shoygeg. And you'll keep all your chometz in your house. Be more careful. So we give you a knas of chometz she'ova alav ha'Pesach is asa ba'anoah. But oynes, no, what could he have done? Tried his best. He couldn't get there. But we see that even by Oynes, Chazal gave a knas of chametz she'avar l'pesach asa v'anana. Usually a fine is usually for a shogeg, you know, be more careful next time. But Oynes, you don't usually get a fine. But the reason Chazal gave a knas even by Oynes is because if Oynes would be mutter, then what would the person say next year? Who's Oynes? What can I do? And after Pesach, I can enjoy it. Chazal wanted to make a proper shmir on the Issa of Baliora Bali Matzah. Chazal said, even Shoigek and even Oynes, it's always going to be Asa Ba'anoa. It doesn't help, nothing is going to help you. Any chomet found in your Rishus after Pesach, if you didn't know about it, and if you did know about it, no, you are Oynes, it's Asa Ba'anoa. And that way there'll be no incentive for a person to claim that he forgot or claim that it was Oynes. And it'll always be Asa. Oh, so now we're going to talk about this. This is a next stage. A next stage. When the person did... Now we're going to come to a case where a person did Bittl. Then I'm going to talk about did Bidika and Bittl. I'm going to go to different stages. What about a person who did Bittl on all the Chomets and Lizushos? You know, after Shreifas Chomets, Kol Chamira V'Chami, said in Aramish, and in English, and in Shlakoidesh, B'loshen HaMovenes, B'loshen HaMadaberes, he said in Kedas, in Kedin, he was Mevatel Chomets and Lizushos. Now you Zichen No Oivan Bal Yor Bal Yimotze. That's the halach, you know, everybody or everybody wants it, because you mevatel it, ka'afra da'ara. It's like dust. After Pesach, he opens his cupboard and he finds chametz there. So he wasn't everybody or everybody wants it. No, does he get the issa of chametz over Pesach? The answer is yes. Because if there's mutter, if it's mutter after Pesach, what will happen next year? He'll claim that he was mevatel it. He'll say, I was mevatel it, you know, it became ka'afra da'ara, and after Pesach I'll eat it. And even and the year after, you won't even mevatel it. He'll just say he was mevatel it. And the whole shmir of the Issa Bali Yor Bali Matzah went away. So, Shoigig, Oynes, Bitloy, all these cases, even when you're mevatel it, all these cases, you're either, you're not, even when you're technically not even Bali Yor Bali Matzah. In the case of Oynes, you're not even Bali Yor Bali Matzah. Oynes Acham on the Patre. In the case of Bitloy, you are not even Bali Yor Bali Matzah. Because you mevatel the chometz in your rishus. Afil ha'acha, Chazal said that chometz she'avar l'va Pesach is asa. Now, we'll get to another case. Now we'll get to another case. All our person, not only did he do bittel, he did bedika on leil arba asa. He did bedika on leil yidalot. And he did bittel on... And he did bittel after Bidikas Chom. Now, Midaraisa, let's go back to the basics. In Midaraisa, it's enough to do either bittel or Bidika. Yeah, if you mevatel the Chomets, you know even Malior Bali Motza. But Chazal say, bittel is not good enough. Maybe you're going to find Chomets on Pesach, and you're not going to be able to hold yourself back. Or maybe it's not going to be a proper bittel. Maybe it's going to be as a half-hearted bittel. So Chazal say, also do Bidika. But Bidika is not good enough. Because maybe you're not going to find all the chomets. Chazal said, do bedika and bittel. Now, what about a person who did bedika and bittel? Kedasa kedin. He did a proper bedika. Bechorinim zdokin. Then he did bittel. Belev shalim. And then he finds chomets after Pesach. So here, you can already say, what could he have done better? What could he have done better? My havalele mebat. He did bedika. He did bittel. And he still found the chomets. It's shy to give a knas. Shy to give a fine. The person did whatever he can. So here we have already two shittas. Let's call them the Machmirim and the Makilim. It's a long list of Achroinim, Poiskim on the Machmirim, and a long list of Poiskim on the Makilim. The Machmirim say, no, in this case it would also be Asa. You did Bedika, you did Bittel, you found Chametz after Pesach. It's not Dafka, fine, we give you when you deserve it. Even when you don't deserve the Knas, we still give you the Knas of Chametz Shavu Lava Pesach. It's Asa, but no. Because if you don't give you this Knas, the next time, you will deserve the Knas. Next time you'll do it, even if you didn't do Bedika and Bittel. And it loses the whole starkheit of the knas, of the shmir, of the isra, of the yomotze. So even when it's an oynes, and even when you're a battle, and you did the bedika, afil ha'ocha, it's also one after Pesach. This is the shittas of machmirim. The shittas of makilim is that you can give a person a knas when it's an oynes. Maybe he could have avoided the oynes. You can give a person a knas when he did a bittel, because he shouldn't have relied on bittel. But if he did bedika and bittel, yeah, he did whatever he possibly could. It's not shy for him to do a better, to guard himself more from the Issa Balior, and he wasn't even Balior by the Matzah, he did Bittel. And he did whatever he can. In such a case, we don't give him the Knas. So, I think all of us nowadays, we do bdika and bittel. So, lefida shittas and machmirim. So let's say we do bdika on Lel Yudalud, you did bdika, proper bdika, and the place where you did bdika, and you did bittel, and you find the kazayas chametz after Pesach. So we got two shittas. Sorry? So yeah, the mechira is once you did the mechira, and everything which goes to the goyim comes back to you as mutter. But we're talking about a place where you didn't sell. A cupboard in the house where you didn't sell, you find chametz after Pesach, so you got the two shittas, you got the machmirim, the makir, the machmirim say, you got the fine, the knas of Chazal, even though you don't deserve the knas, but the gedeh of the gedeh that Chazal gave still applies to you because it needs to be in place. And the makirim say, now how do we pass? It's a long list of makilim. I didn't write that. A long list of Mishnah Berurah brings both makilim. So Mishnah Berurah has an interesting achra. He says like this: the achra of Mishnah Berurah is that by hefsed meruba, when you're talking about a lot of money, let's say I don't know, people dealing whiskies and he's got a lot of whiskies in his cellar, then you're allowed to be in a henna from it, but it's also ba'achila. Halfway. By hefsed meruba, you can't eat for yourself. Now, I don't know where this psak comes from, because you find many times, in some of Tafnam Ches, when it talks about Chomash Avala Pesach, certain situations, you say, it's also ba'achila, but no, it's mutter. You can sell it to a goy.
You can't.
You know you've got it, so, yeah.
Where's the shaykh going? What do I forget to do?
If it's hefsed meruba, then you should know about it. If you did bedika and bittel, it's rare to find something which is a lot of money. Yeah. But let's say you have such a situation where a person, you forgot about it, he has a collection of whiskey in a certain room. I don't know, he never walks into that room. He did bedika, he did bittel, and so you're allowed to be, by hefsed meruba, you're allowed to be in a henna from it, which means sell it to a goy, but it's also ba'achila for eat. This is achra of the Shavua. Let's call this a oynus gomo. He did bedika, he did bittel, and he still found chametz after Pesach. Now I want to go to the next stage, which is an interesting case. He did bedika, He didn't do bittel. He did bittel. He's invited all the chametz in his ashus. Now what about bedika? For the bedika part, he was oynus. He wanted to do bedika, but he didn't manage to do bedika. Let's say he was ill. He wasn't well on Leil Yudalud. He was in bed, and he couldn't do bedika's chametz. You can't do b'dikas chametz on Leil Yudalud. So, Erev Pesach in the morning, he's going to vatel all the chametz. It's the best he could do. He couldn't do b'dikas, or he was going to come home on Erev Pesach, and he missed his flight, and he had to make Pesach elsewhere. So he made Pesach by his children somewhere else. Now, what about chametz in his house? He's going to do bittel. It's a chiv b'dikas. It's a chiv b'dikas on the chametz in your house. He's an oynus. He missed his flight. So you have here a case, it's a different type of oynus. Where he did the bittel, and he wasn't over Malior Bali Motza, but we said before, bittel is not enough. You know, bittel, you still get the knas. You got to do bidika as well to get out of the knas. But you couldn't do bidika as an oynus. What do you think about that case? So Mishnah Berurah says he wants to, the bi'alocha, he compares it to the case where he did do bidika and he did do bittel. If he did do bidika and he did do bittel, and then you got Machmirim who say that it's also Kolchkin in the case where he didn't do bittel because you're oinus, when he didn't do bedika because you're oinus, then you're still going to get the knas. And the Makilim will say that if you did everything you can, then you don't get the knas. And in the case where you couldn't do bedika because you were ill, because you missed your flight, also he says that they will be making. You'll have the same achrov and mshurah. So let's say, halacha l'maaseh, a person was going to go home on Yud Gimel to be able to do bedika on Leil Yudalud, he was going to come home, and he missed his flight. Tried all he can, to get, he couldn't miss his flight. So what he does, makes Pesach wherever he is. Now he knows he's got chametz in his house. Pieces of things in the freezer, chametz, gomo. So he does bittel. So we've got the two shittas. We've got the machmir and musay, that the knas of chametz on Pesach has to apply to him. Otherwise, next time people will do lekatchilos. People do similar ideas like a thriller. And you go to Makilim who say, no, if he did everything he can, my have a little mehr, but he couldn't have done better, it's not shaykh to give him a knas.
You said he's done a bit of it because he knows he's got things in the freezer or in the cupboard. So how can he then, the chathriller, have it afterwards? He's just done a bit of it, he knows he can't eat it.
Bittul means, that, bittul is like saying it's hefka. I'm taking it out of my rishos. It doesn't belong to me.
Knowing that you can have it after
yom. A person can, actually once did it, I took it, last year I had certain chometz, which I wanted to have it after Pesach, but I knew it's chometz. I don't know why I couldn't put it in sulk out. I put it in my back alley, and I put it, and I was mevatlet. And I thought myself, if it's there after Pesach, which will probably be after the after Pesach, I'll take it back. You're allowed to be mevatel chometz, but it has to be a proper bittul. That if a yid takes it in front of your nose, you'll say, okay, no, you took it from Hefka.
I left it in my cupboard.
So, sorry? It could be mevatel chometz. It could be mevatel. Look, me'ekah den medera, it's a bittul itself is enough. You don't have to do bedika. It won't be a full bittul, like a proper bittul. You have to do it with Belev Shalem. Belev Shalem means that you agree to yourself that it's Hefka, and if anything happens, somebody takes it, if somebody would have bizarre it in front of you, you would be masking that you should take it. You have to know for yourself, if somebody would just take it in front of your eyes, you would 100% be masking that it should happen. Sorry? Yeah. Bittul is... But with Chushish, the bittul is not a proper bittul. We see that Chazal or Machayvi to do bedikah and look for chometz, because bedikah is not... It's very hard to say that chometz in your house, expensive chometz, I'm a vatle, it's hefke gomo, and it's b'chlal not mine. No, it's in your cupboard, and you're keeping it, you're holding on to it. In the back of your mind, you're holding on to it. So it's not a proper bittul.
I don't understand the mekilim. Mekilim on Mekel, when you did everything, but you found something afterwards, right?
Yeah.
You didn't do something. You missed. How can you say that the Mekilim also hold in that sort of class?
Yeah, so he's asking that Mekilim say, if you did everything you can, then you're not even Chomash Olav, you haven't got the Issa of Chomash Olav HaPesach. But here we got a case where your Oyna is on the Bedika, and you did Bittul. So the B'Alach HaShtot HaSuman, he says, if your Oyna is on the Bedika, it's as if you've done Bedika. Bedika doesn't count by you, because you wanted to do Bedika, you couldn't do Bedika. Bittul, you did. So you couldn't have done more than that. It's not as if, like, had I known, I would have done it. Or had I been shy. It's not, I'm in a different country, I missed my flight.
So if you can say, if I find it, I come afterwards, then I can have it with you ever. You'll see, I left it there.
In this case, it's l'chatchila, because in this case, the maximum you can do is bittul, and he did bittul. So, usually you say, also do bedika, but I couldn't do, I'm innocent of the bedika. I wasn't well, or I was in a different country. So, and again, you'll have the achrov in the Mishnah Berurah, which is a mokum hefsed meruba, not about a piece of cake in the cupboard. Mokum hefsed meruba, it's muta ba'anah, and not ba'achila. You have the achrov in Mishnah Berurah here. Okay, now I'll go over to the two stories which were brought down in Achronim, and then I'll come to the story of nowadays. First, the story of the Radvaz. Very interesting story. The Radvaz has a story. It used to be in the olden days, people used to have chitim. Not everyone had a rechaim in their house. Yes, yeah, so he had a what was it called? The person who did all the...
The mill.
He kept, and even, you know, he kept a stock of... He sent him, let's say, packs of chitim, tens of kilo of chitim, and he used to mill for you a kilo every week, and he used to deliver to you a kilo of flour every week. Now, here we've got a story of a person who had chitim in his house, and his goyisha workers, or his goyisha cleaners, they wanted to make it easier for him to grind his wheat after Pesach. So they soaked the chitim for him on Pesach. That's what he used to do. They used to soak the chitim on Pesach. He used to soak the chitim and then grind it. Made it easier to grind. So what his servants did is, they soaked his chitim. It's called lesisa. They soaked his chitim on Pesach. On Achron Shel Pesach, they soaked his chitim. And on Isra Chag, they came to him, or Motzi Yom Tov, and they said to him, here you go. We made it easy for you. We knew that you need to have flour straight after Pesach. So we soaked our chitim for you on Pesach. Here you go, here you got your chitim. So, on Motzi Yom Tov, he had a shock. You know, he soaked my chitim on Pesach. Maybe they became chometz. He ran to the Radvaz, and the Radvaz said it's muta. He's allowed to use these chitim on Pesach, on Isra Chag. Why? So the Radvaz gave four reasons. He said, all the four reasons together, it's muta ba'achila. I'll go through all the four reasons. First reason is, he said, I checked those chitim and I saw they haven't been split. So it's big. We machme even on chitim which haven't been split. We don't use them like a tchila. It's a minik. But meikah then chitim which haven't been split, we take on that the water hasn't seeped into the chitim and it's okay. Okay. Reason number two is, Achron Shel Pesach is a derabbanan dige time. Chometz She'avor Alav Pesach is a derabbanan dige issa. So you have issa derabbanan, bizman derabbanan, Kemumu Mekel. Second reason. Third reason that Advar says, it's an Oynus Gomel. Now, I want to stop it here a second. He says it's an Oynus Gomel. If my servants took my chitim and soaked them on Pesach, it's an Oynus Gomel. Now, I wasn't sure, when I saw this Advar, does it go with the Makilim? Obviously it goes with the Makilim, that if you did all you can and you couldn't have done any better, they would don't give you the Knas. Or would it even work with the Machmirim? Even the Machmirim will hold that he did Bedika and he did Bittel. You still have the Knas. In this case, what would the Machmirim say?
Also.
You couldn't have done anything. Your servants took your chitim and they soaked it. And so the Rav says, an Oynus Gomel. You can't give him a Knas. So, L'chareth, L'fi the Machmirim, it should also be also.
Same with the flood. You could say, what was I supposed to do?
Yeah, you couldn't. So L'chareth, it goes with the Makilim. According to Machmirim, then the Machmirim should say, look, next year you'll do a Lekatchila. You'll make as if you didn't know. You let the goyim know that you'd appreciate it if it would be ready for Matzah Pesach, and you'll be over on Bali or Bali Matzah. So Lechere should be also even if also the Machmir. The interesting thing is, Shmur brings the Machmir, brings the Makilim, and then he just brings the Radvaz. And then he doesn't say it goes according to one shita or not. I was just wondering about it.
If it's used, if it's a shirt band, they tell them not to soak them during Pesach.
Yeah, so obviously, like, the best thing is to tell them clearly, don't soak them. Took my case when it was done for him as a surprise. He didn't know about it. And the fourth reason that Advaz gives is more of a halachic reason. He says that you could, because it's an Issa Derabbanon, Chomash Avalar Pesach, in this case, you can be Mevatlit in Roif. Let's say you have a kilo of chitim, mix it into 2 kilo of chitim, and Mevatlin Issa Lekatchila by Issa Derabbanon. Okay, this is really a different, something which we didn't cover today. You can Mevatlit Issa Lekatchila Issa Derabbanon. So we had the story of the Advaz is that they soaked the chitim on Pesach, and he was matured, because it was soaked on Achashal Pesach, it wasn't split, or in his gomo, Mevatlit Issa Lekatchila. Another story of the Beis Hillel. Sorry? Yeah. So that's all you don't have this. You don't have this heter. Only Michus Lard. Another story, the Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel is a true Sefer Yeridea. He has the story of the by the mill. So he had a person that chitim by the mill. He had chitim by the goy, and the goy. Let's say he had a weekly. The goy used to grind for him a kilo of chitim every week and deliver him a kilo of chitim. Now the goy knew that it's Pesach, so the goy on Shvi'ishel Pesach decided to grind chitim for him, and he went a step further. He took his flour. He baked it into a bread, and he delivered it to them on Matzah Pesach. He said, "Hey, there you go. Lekovad Rumpelnacht." And he gave him a bread, which he had baked from the Yid's Kemach, from the Yid's Chitim. Now this is a drop more serious, because here we have Chometz Gomo from a Yid, which is Chometz Sheover all of our Pesach. You don't have this head of Achen Shabbat. It was done on Shvi'ishel Pesach. Sorry.
Pasachim.
So it's Pasachim problem as well. So obviously we're going. Yeah. I thought about this. It's a pasachim. It's a regular pasachim case. So you have to go with it. There are cases in Shechonah where you're allowed to have pasachim. Obviously, going with these cases, where you're allowed to have pasachim. So what does Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel is not so happy to be matted by achila. He says, you know, you'd be allowed to ask the goy to pay for the chitim and keep the bread, which means you're allowed to be nehenah from it, but you can't eat it. But then you got two major achronim, the Chakiyakim and the Beis Meir. And they both say you're allowed to even eat it. And they both give different reasons. The Chak Yaakov says, it's only Esa Darabonon. Sofok Darabonon Lekula. Now, who says he used Dafka your chitim? Maybe he exchanged your chitim with somebody else's chitim. Can't know for sure. It's a goy. He's got hundreds of chitim in his mill. So we could take on maybe he used someone else's chitim. Sofok, at least it's a Sofok. Sofok Darabonon Lekula, you can even eat it. And the Beis Meir goes and says, it's an Oynus Gomel. It's an Oynus Gomel. If you have your chitim by a goy, and the goy creates chometz on Pesach from your chitim, Eilech Oynus Gomel Mezeh, you didn't know about it, you couldn't have known. Oynus Gomel, and you're allowed to even eat it. And I think this also only goes with the Makilim, the whole that Oynus Gomel you're allowed. So Lefi the Machmirim, that even by Oynus Gomel, Chazal still put this gedder in place, you should never come on to, you know, using Oynus as an excuse, that Lechoyer shouldn't have his head also not. These are the stories about chometz which happened on Pesach. Now let's talk about delivery of chometz on Pesach. So this Pesach, I had a delivery ordered from a pharmacy, and so that arrived. That was okay. But together with it, there's often sent samples, free samples of stuff. And on the ingredients had alcohol. Alcohol can often very often be chometz. So when I got there, I was quite nervous. I put it into the black bin of my neighbor, the goy. That way I'll for sure be safe. But checking out the halachas I saw, the halacha is, if a goy delivers to you chometz on Pesach, What is the problem of a goy delivering chametz on Pesach? Probably we're all worried about Bali Roy Bali Matzah. You're not allowed to own Pesach. You're not allowed to own chametz in your Roshus on Pesach. So the answer is, you should have in mind not to be coined it. I don't want to be coined this chametz. I do not want to have this chametz. It's allowed to be in your Roshus. Maybe the halacha is you should cover it with a keli. You know, you have to make a mechitza yutvachim. But I don't want to be coined. The problem is, a chatzah of a person is coined shalom idatoi. So if a goy delivers chametz into your shus, let's say when you're not home, or the goy answers the door, the person talk about it, the clean answers the door and she takes the chametz into the house, and you have the problem of chatzei shlodim koinish lemidatoi, but the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, hetere nichle delikna, isura loy nichle delikna. We can assume, the assumption is, a person doesn't want this chatzei shibikoina and issa. What after chametz? We must talk about other isurim. So chametz on Pesach is a surah. So we can assume there has to be some chatzis konish lemelat. There has to be some nechusa. You know, I mean, you have to want to have it. If you don't want it, then it's so amela. You're not koina. So if you get delivery of chametz on Pesach, you're not koina it. You don't want to be koina. You're not koina it. And even if you're going to say kinyan chatzah,
alcohol.
Sorry,
that alcohol. No, it's not a sofit. It's not. It's a sofit whether it was chametz anyhow.
Yeah. That one is a suffix, and also it's probably not really like Achilles' Kelev, not, you know, different things from the pharmacy. No, but that's what I'm saying. Even if you would say it came into the chutz before I knew it, by surah lelich ledelikna, you can assume that person doesn't want this chutz to be koina. So even if it's usually chutz koina shlemidata, if you drop something into my chutz, I'll be koina it, but if it's an issa, I wouldn't want to be koina, so it's not koina. There's one more detail here. If you do want to keep it for after Pesach, you're allowed to, you see it as your shoes, you know, just put it on the side, hide it somewhere, and you can use it after Pesach. But now you got a problem. If you're putting it away in this little corner in the house, you want it. You want it. So you should speak out. You should speak out. I do not want my chatzah to be coined this chametz. And then your chatzah is not coined. And then you can even put it on the side and be coined. But if you don't speak out, then your actions speak louder than your assumptions they don't want to be coined. And you will be coined. Shkoyach. Okay.